Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. This is your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about toys and movies and stuff. This week's been a pretty spectacular week for toys. I've been getting a box in the mail from Entertainment Earth almost every day because between it being spring and the whole port situation being more or less resolved and other companies getting stuff out, I've been seeing a lot of stuff. I got a Hikari Groot. I got Transformers Leaders Megatrons. I got new Star Wars Mission Series, new Star Wars Saga Legends. Basically, if I blink, something new shows up. It is ridiculous, but it's great because it's been a dry couple of months. Anyway, in the movie news, last week at the box office, the number one movie was Home with $52 million. Get Hard was number two, $33.8 million. The Divergent series, Insurgent, was number three with $21.5 million. Cinderella was number four at $17 million, and It Follows certainly did at number five with $3.8 million. New this week, you will most likely go see Furious 7. You will most likely not see Woman in Gold, Effie Gray, and Cut Bank or others in limited release. In the news, last Friday, the rumor got out, and Monday it was confirmed that Daily Show's new host is Trevor Noah. He has a pretty good IMDb page of comedy appearances and has been very interesting to watch on the internet in the last couple of days as far as discussions about somebody who most people have never seen. So that's always fun. The rumor mill, by way of Bill Simmons, suggested that Comedy Central may have floated Louis C.K., Amy Schumer, and Amy Poehler for the job. Netflix is apparently contemplating 13 episodes of a Full House revival. The idea, apparently not a gag, is catching some heat and may focus on DJ Tanner and Kimmy Gibbler. I'm sorry to say I know who those are. Well, not really sorry, but let's face it, some of us were children in the 1980s and didn't have a very discriminating taste in sitcoms. Tom Hardy is not signed for only one Mad Max movie, but three possible sequels. Mallrats 2 casting is underway with a lot of people. Jason Lee, Shannon Doherty, Jeremy London, Ethan Suplee, Jason Mewes, Michael Rooker, and Stan Lee were confirmed, and now it looks like Joey Lauren Adams, Sven Ole LaForce Thorsen, and Renee Humphrey are also in. The real question I have is, where are they going to find an empty mall to shoot in 2015? ABC is attempting to revive The Muppet Show, supposedly, which probably sounds better on paper than in reality. The original variety show is kind of hard to watch in its entirety. Don't get me wrong. I love The Muppets. I watched it as a kid. 22 to 30 minutes of musical acts and such as, without a story to throughput the whole thing's kind of rough. But it's perfect for YouTube and the viral video generation. Maybe they figured that out. Because honestly, if you do something like this and you have a bit that works, it's going to be all over the internet tomorrow, everyone's going to talk about it, and people are going to be interested next week, so maybe it's a great idea. Netflix ordered a new sketch show from Mr. Show creators Bob Odenkirk and David Cross. Only four episodes, but the history is any indication, if you give them a four-episode deal, you're going to get four pretty great episodes, so looking forward to that. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Two sales. The loyal subjects get vinyl figures, shirts, and skate decks. Buy one, get one, 40% off. Transformers, Power Rangers, and more can be yours if you order now. Sale ends Tuesday. Also ending Tuesday is our Royal Bobble sale. 55 great collectibles are buy one, get one, 40% off. In toy news, we added a lot of new stuff. You can order the Star Wars Bossk Metallic Premium Hikari Sophobi vinyl figure until we run out. Funko sent an email saying they're sold out, so what's out at the stores is it. There are no extra units. We have an allocation. I ordered mine, because of course I did, and I recommend you do so as well. I got Greedo, loved it. I got a smattering of other ones, which we'll talk about on Toy of the Week. And, yeah, they're great. You should look into them. New exclusives added this week include the DC Retro 18-inch Robin action figure with removable mask. It's basically like a Mego figure, but it's 18 inches tall. And it's our first exclusive from this line, and there's also a case available of other characters, which you should probably look into. We also added the DC Comics Justice League Wonder Woman She Can Do It Bombshell Morphing Mug. It changes color. Basically, the image on the mug appears when you pour in warm liquid. and that's a limited edition, the number I cannot divulge, but it is not a big number. New pre-orders include Hasbro's Jurassic World line. We're expecting delivery around May. The entire range of product, as far as I have it, there might be more coming, but what I have is all up right now, so you can order some. I ordered some. We also put the Green Lantern Superpowers Collection Artifact Statue, which looks like an action figure, but is a statue. And Sesame Street Pop Final from Funko, with Bert, Ernie, Oscar, Cookie Monster, and Snuffy, which are pretty fantastic. Having seen Snuffy in person, I can tell you it is a very trippy experience and will mess you up for the remainder of your days on this planet. And that's it! So check out our exciting website, if you don't already, or Facebook, or our news blog at news.entertainmentearth.com. We're adding new items all the livelong day, because apparently sitting down and being idle is not permitted when you have a full-time job. I did not know that. So I will see you guys on the next episode of the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Please subscribe, or don't.